Blog Talk Radio.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Yeah. Have yourself a merry little make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of your faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. The years we all will be together. If the faith allows, hang a shining star upon the high.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to the Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah. And normally I don't come on this early, but, you know, sometimes you just got to get on here because stuff be moving funny and you got to get your stuff together. But that being said, we are taking requests. If you know what you know, you hit me in the back channel. We will see what we can do to pull up your favorite Christmas songs. You know, basically, we want everybody to have a good time, relax, get themselves into it, you know, hear what you're feeling when you're feeling it. As it stands right now, I'm literally trying to get this song to load because it wouldn't be that. Now, if you were paying attention to my page, you would see some stuff beforehand, and I think I'm the only person that can load songs, label them, and lose them at the same time. It's beautiful. In the meantime, it's June time. You know what? What we can do? We can play could be said, Marvel Grady. And so in between that, you know, this reminds me of my parents, technically. But I'm going to play this song anyway.
Tonight, lady of love will shine. chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. To kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Bye. You gotta believe me. You just gotta believe me.
Come on, fellas, believe me. You just gotta believe me.
Silver bells, silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear the ring, soon it will be Christmas Day.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks,
hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Thank you.
So I had to get some of this nice holiday stuff off my chest. Oh, I had to flex that off real quick. Hope you enjoyed it. Welcome to the 15th Greater Universe. I came to Starship, where we boldly go where poems have not gone before. And we encourage you here on the 15th Greater Universe. It's real entertainment effort to take your socks off of a baby. Now, if you're interested in calling in, the number is 319-567-6300. Press 1 to be heard. Or you can listen, or you can stream in at www.blocktalkradio.com/IEYEC, the letter C, people, as in people, P-E-O-P-L-E, one word, drop it in. Now, welcome to our annual Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, or whatever show. So we're here to talk about the holidays, do some things, whatever. I got some nice people in the queue with me, ready to rock, ready to go. We're going to talk about some things, bring some things up. We're going to call some people. We're going to act real soon. We're going to do something. I might even prank somebody. Who knows? But we're going to try that. So the first person I'm going to open up is one of my best friends in the entire world. My favorite Philly John, the dopest, the freshest, the one people that everybody loves to be around, always bring the party wherever you're at, the brother Nick, a.k.a. Danielle. Danielle, are you there?
Merry Christmas. Hey, I'm here. How you doing?
How are you doing? You know what? That's the fun thing. You know what I just did? I just realized I have the mic in the mic.
From a distance.
Mm-hmm.
Hilarious. That's hilarious.
You can tell the difference now. I can hear you crystal clear.
I was like, I was mad in the distance. All right. And then we're going to bring up, bring in divine inspiration. Pastor Sly Guy. Hey, Pastor Slick, what's going on? Paul.
Paul, you muted.
No, what, Paul?
Oh, I was. Yes, I was.
He's away from the thing.
Well, I jollified.
You don't.
It's okay. That's okay. It's okay. I'm trying to load these Christmas songs as much as ever, but anything else. But, you know, the more importantly, I even unmuted our station manager, Mr. Van Meadows. He probably didn't ask to come on because he didn't have his hand up, but we clicked his mic anyway. Hey, Van. How are you, sir?
Oh, you unmuted me without checking. Oh, okay. Hey, what's up, man? What's good, y'all?
Hey,
I just said I unmuted you without checking. I literally just said that. I said, hey, I just unmuted
you
without checking with him.
Just making sure you heard that's it. You know, that's all. What's up, Paul?
I heard.
Divine inspiration. La Pearl, La Negra. What's up?
Going on there, man.
Yeah. I'm just saying. So,
bad,
you know, I had to play some good. I had to play some good, super good black Christmas songs while we were rocking out. So, you know, it's one of those things. I'm sitting here loading as we talk because it's goofy. Because, you know, I just got home today. So, you know, I'm playing catch up with everything. I was like, man, it's crazy. I learned some things. You know what's real funny?
What?
What's that?
I found a way to save mad money from a train. I literally figured it out. Take the bus. I took the bus, right? And I was just like, yo, the bus literally dropped me off down the block. I was like, I was getting ready to pay like $15.73 in Uber because I was like, oh, man, I'm gonna pay this Uber. And I was like, yo, they was like, yo, this bus goes from here to here. And I was like, so I asked somebody, it was like, yeah, it goes straight down. I was like, straight in a straight line? It was like, straight in a straight line. And so then I check on my phone. My phone was like, yo, it drops me on 0.3 blocks from my house. I was like, yo, that's literally down the block. So I'm like, cool. So I get on the bus for a whole $2. $2. $2.
$2.
It was whole $2. I was like, man, like, it's crazy, man. So, like, it's been a very interesting time. But I'm just very happy to share that with you, man. And the bus driver was black. And he was like, nah, blah, 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 blah. I was like, yo, I said, you a cool black dude, too. This is nice. This is so nice. No.
That's what's up.
I'm just happy. I'm just having moments. All right. Anyway, back to what I was saying. So welcome to the Christmas show. As we're all here, we're talking about everything else. You know, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, whatever. So my opening question for y'all before I start playing music again and those stuff in the background is, hey, right, borrowing from the Sunrise Scribe, what is on your Christmas, your adult toy Christmases? What is on your Christmases? Right, and let's start, like, and, you know, it's not like it's really going to happen, but you can act like it is. But, or you can manifest it, however you want to do it. What is on your Christmas list? We'll start with you, LaPerla Negra. What do you want on your Christmas list?
I want a new house. I want a car. And just to keep spending time around my beautiful soul tribe and my family. And I'm good.
Oh, that's a good one. That was short, but very, very, very good.
Mm-hmm. I don't need nothing else.
All right, so then hey, listen, it be like that sometimes. You don't need a lot to have a good time. All right, so divine inspiration. Paul Sanson, what do you want for your adult toy list? Christmas list?
Peace.
That's a lofty goal, sir. Peace.
I know.
For you, peace. You know. Gotta help me out. Gotta give me a little bit more. Just a little bit more.
Being selfish.
Peace for all mankind.
No.
You said what?
Nope. I pray for that. My Christmas gift for me or wish for me would be peace within myself.
Oh yeah.
That's a beautiful
thing to be at peace with yourself. A lot of times we're not, you know. And I think that's one of the beautiful things about it, that when you do find peace with yourself and you come to terms, it works out. So as far as
absolutely.
I'm concerned, that's a very good Christmas gift. Ben Meadows. What do you want on your Christmas list, sir?
I want 12 strippers. I want $500 million. I want a house in all of the hot spots around the globe. I want every one of my dream cars. I'm just playing. I don't want none of that stuff. I honestly just want my kids to be happy. Above all else, that's the most important thing to me, is my kids being happy and their futures being less stressful and painful as mine.
Ooh. That's a good one. That's a super good one. That's a super beautiful Christmas list. As far as I'm concerned, borrow from the scribes. Hold on a second. Let me pull this up quickly. Grown up Christmas list. A house big enough to house my whole family, with a full kitchen, several bathrooms, rain showers, warm water days, heated floors, and scent towers. Purple beds with memory foam, a nice audiovisual system with large screens in every part of the house so you won't feel alone. A full gym in the basement, a man cave and a dance room also in the basement, with a bomb shelter, underground tunnels that run the length of the estate, a safe room, 5 years of stock food, solar, and water power for the escape. I also want a probiotic that lasts longer than me being on the toilet. A good drink, wild cherry and mango Pepsi, a bevy of fruity and tropical drinks, both virgin and for the streets. Good eats, steak, seafood, sushi, Korean barbecue, hot pot, Dominican and Thai food. Did I stop? I want 2 cameo machines, the professional ones. I want a room full of screen printers. I want several DTG printers, 2 Macs to run that professional recording and digital studio so I can run that back. I want to own a community where all the houses are McMansions and my fans and friends can rock out and live for free. I want Nintendo Switch. I want 2 big booty Brazilian twins, 2 big booty midgets, Jill Scott and Lala Hathaway to live out all my sins.
Nah, you didn't.
I would like
throw it into
a BMW.
You did.
No, I didn't put it, but you know, 2 big booty Brazilian twins and 2 big booty midgets, both of those, and Jill Scott and Layla Hathaway. Okay.
You left some stuff out.
What do you leave out? Okay, well, listen, I'm starting there. I'm starting there. For Christmas list. It's my Christmas list. I'm putting you on my Christmas list. What I want on my Christmas list. All right. I would like a BMW X5, a Tesla, a Reeve electric truck, a car that runs on water so I can get to the gas industry, my middle finger saying I don't give a, you know, I want a few pairs of Choice Jordans, more Taft boots. I want the drip on a world tour, my co-conspirators in cahoots as we bring this beautiful, dope, and brilliantly filthy poetry while sunrise scribing to the world community. But more importantly, I want my children to have worked and succeeded in getting and living out their dreams, allowing peace to be their melody. And I ask for love, unconditional love for me and everyone else who needs it. So that's my list.
Beautiful.
Still incomplete, man, but it's still incomplete, you know.
What else could he ask for?
It's still incomplete. Still incomplete.
What?
What am I missing?
You're missing a few things, bro. You're missing a few things, all right? You're missing a peace of mind. You're missing... Because, boy, after you get all of that stuff, you're going to be praying for a peace of mind. Because Biggie said more money, more problems.
If you notice, I did not ask for money because I already understand money, more problems. Although,
all the things that you mentioned requires money.
It does require money, but if somebody gives it to you, then that's a free donation, sir. That's a free donation, sir.
Divine inspiration, you was about to say something, bro. What was you about to say?
I was muted. I'm sorry. I was only half listening because I'm going to make the work. I'm going to stay muted for this segment. Like that one, man. I got out of that, didn't I?
You did. As always. It's not Sunday, so I can't throw you under the bus.
No, because I got to move soon, so I'm packing stuff and trying to go through papers, and it's fine.
So, where you moving to, Paul?
Probably Philadelphia. I got 1 or 2 choices. I might be making a road trip, though. So I'm not going to sleep on that.
All right,
sorry,
Donnell.
I might be distancing myself physically.
What? Well, I'm always here.
Yeah. Brownie drive-by.
You start in trouble. Who else we got on the mic?
This is kill. Who else? Crazy.
Not the brownie.
Right. But you're right. But Vivian's right. You know, you got to have a peace of mind because you got to have a peace of mind of that. But you know what? I really want all my friends to be happy and healthy, to have positive mental health, to not struggle, to not walk in the darkness, to always know that there is a light. And more importantly, the more together we are, the more love we have. So, you know, that's one thing I really wish for everybody else, you know, and for not to struggle on anything, financial, mental, physical, no struggles, good times, that we gather in great times whenever possible to spend as much good and positive time around each other, absorbing the good energy of camaraderie and friendship and brotherhood and sisterhood and familyhood. Do you disagree?
Absolutely. I agree. Oh, yes. I want that every day.
That's one of the best things that's happening. You know, my thing is, sometimes I think it's, you know, we are more blessed than we know. So it's a blessing to really be around people that you can know and love and that come to be your family, just like Epiphany is. So, you know, forgive me if I gush a little bit, but, you know, this is the most amount of fun that I've had that I didn't get paid for that I still want to keep doing.
I know that's right.
You can say that again, bro.
Like, you know, but it's like, you know, the funny thing is, like, even though, like, you know, other people are like, oh, you know, blah, 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 you supposed to go over here. And I was like, yeah, you know what, I'm not going to go. I said, I can't leave home. Not like that. And the energy didn't feel right. You know, so I'm an energy person. So if the energy's off, I'm not doing it. I'm not rocking with it. I'm going to put it off to the side and keep it going. But, you know, what is it before I start doing everything else? You know what I got to do? I have to play this one Christmas song, right? So I'm going to play this Christmas song quick, fast, and hurry. And then we gonna talk about some Brody stuff because we got to talk about it. We got to talk about it. And I'm going to go get some of the drip. So it's about to probably get a little crazy after I go get some of them and bring them up in here a little bit, see what happens. But in the meantime, in between time, what were you doing when you heard this Christmas song and what memories does it bring up when you hear it played? All right, so y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
All right, here we go. Here we go.
For the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind. What happened? If I had one wish in this world,
absolutely love that song. Brings me back to literally my grandmother playing this and her cooking in the kitchen, coming out, talking to us, and I could hear the shuffle of her feet going back and forth while she was playing these Christmas songs, you know. You know, it was like a super black experience. You know, you're sitting there and you're like, man, listen, I'm sitting here waiting for this food, eating what this is, having my aunt come over, bring some Christmas cookies, you know. And then this body go, ooh, a roach.
Wow.
Anyway, what was you doing, La Pearl the Nigga, when you heard this song?
Wow. One of my favorite memories is me and my twin. We would be at the top of the second floor, and we would have to, like, scooch back and work our way up to the third floor, sneaking and trying to watch our older siblings and my mom decorate the tree, and we had our own little way of communicating with one another where we didn't even have to look at each other or say anything. We would just feel it and just giggle, and that was like the best. And that song would be playing. My mom, for some reason, would play that one particular song when it was time to decorate the tree. So, that right there.
Mm. Beautiful. Beautiful. Paul, what were you doing when you heard this song?
I'm with you on that, Danielle. Mom used to play that when we decorated. But the one memory that really sticks out is junior choir at church decided that was the song that they wanted to do. Yeah. I was about 14. I was like just a couple years old. I love that baritone part. I was nowhere near able to hit that baritone part. And it just hurt me so bad when they told me no. But to say that is my all-time hands-down favorite Christmas carol. It's a must-have. Christmas ain't Christmas without that song.
This is true. This is very, very true. Van, what were you doing when you heard the song?
Opening up presents, not paying attention to it.
Okay. Somebody got to open these.
I was really young, and when I first heard this, and at that time, my concern or my thought had nothing to do with music. It was, I got these toys. I'm about to tear into them. Me and my brother about to play. My uncle in the kitchen cooking Christmas dinner. My grandma upstairs. You know, my other siblings running around, unwrapping gifts and stuff. Pop's sitting in the corner drunk somewhere. That was the time.
That's what it is. All right, so for the interest of everything else, what was your favorite Christmas as a kid and why?
Wow. My favorite Christmas when I got the Barbie townhouse, the Barbie Corvette, and what else did I get at Christmas? Oh, kissing Barbie. You could put your finger in her back and press this little lever and put lipstick on her, and her lips would poke out and give you a kiss. That was my favorite. And I could run around and put little kisses on everybody's cheek. That was my favorite.
Yeah, that's dope. Paul, what was your favorite Christmas as a kid and why?
Financially, I was broke. My mom went out, and because it was the cheapest treats we could get, she got one of those silver artificial trees with the little, I don't know if y'all remember this, the little rotating light disc. Red, yellow, blue. And there was about 5 presents under that tree. And we sat around that tree. We had to go down and bank the coal oven for the furnace. You know, we had to shovel the coal away to heat the house. We sat around there, and we just sang Christmas carols and ate. And that was one of the best times ever. That was good. I was back in, like, 68. Yes.
Dang, I wasn't even born yet.
Me neither.
Seriously, man, I wasn't born until the next year. So maybe I was in the process of being thought of.
You were swimming.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. What was your favorite Christmas? You said what?
Wow. My favorite Christmas happens to be my worst Christmas as well. They're together. My favorite Christmas was the same Christmas that my mom died. Because with her last everything, she got me and my brother the gift that we wanted. So our Christmas morning was very, very bittersweet and very somber because we opened up our Nintendo video game system with video games that was all we wanted. And she made sure we had it. So my favorite and my worst Christmas happens to be the exact same one.
Oh. Wow.
Damn. that's just, man, that just takes a whole nother level to it. Don't get me. Man, that's, whew, Lord. He's messed me up. I wasn't ready.
Wow.
Shit.
What's your favorite Christmas song?
Say that again.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm gonna come around to, I'm gonna come to browse to that, but man, this is messed me up. So, I think one of the best things, my father had us all thinking we wasn't getting nothing. And it was like to the ninth hour, we was just sitting there looking sad, feeling sorry for ourselves. Just feeling real sorry, just looking at each other. So even my grandmother saw, yeah, my father came through the door with these big ass bags of toys. And it was just crazy.
Aww.
It was like, you know, and it's like nuts. And it's like, it was funny because my aunt, right? So my aunt, right? So my aunts, I have a couple aunts, right? So my aunt, who's an evangelist, lives less than 4 miles from me now, right? She remembers everybody's birthday, remembers all the holidays, remembers all the Christmas. Now, Christmas, Easter was her thing. Like if you wanted Easter candy, you wanted a basket, you wanted the big chocolate bunny, that was my aunt. My aunt was that person. She was the Easter aunt. She was the Easter aunt. Did the Easter egg hunts, $5, $10, $20 on certain occasions, she was the aunt. Christmas, not so much. But you can count on her for three things every Christmas. You can count on her for a Hess truck, socks, and Brute or Old Spice gift sets. You can count on her. You always get those things. And the funny thing is, like, growing up, right? Growing up, you always got the Brute, right? You always got the Brute gift set or the Old Spice. And the thing was, right, the worst thing you could do with the Old Spice, because you want to smell everywhere, I don't know how many times people have made this mistake. I know I did. You put the Old Spice on your nether regions and got toe up.
My brother!
Good down there. It is inevitable that somehow, yeah, some small person is going to take this Old Spice or Brute and put it on their nether regions and discover why you're not supposed to put it there, right? You discover you're supposed to put it there. And it's like every year we're like what you going to get? Like, what you getting from MN? Oh, you know, we're about to get that Old Spice. You know, we're about to get that Brute by Fabergé. You're about to get the Brute by Fabergé, right? You know what's happening. But that particular Christmas, it was dope. My father got me these walkie-talkies, these red walkie-talkies that go on your wrist. You know, pretty much, I got a, I didn't really want it, but he got me a stormtrooper, like, helmet that you put on your head. You know, I didn't really want it. I wanted a lightsaber, but I guess that's what you get. You say Star Wars and you don't specify. You don't specify. That's what you get. I was like, I really want all the Jedi stuff, but okay. I guess we'll settle for the stormtrooper stuff. And so that was it. But my second favorite Christmas was when I got my kids absolutely, like, they all got, like, they got everything that they wanted, and they all got iPods. And so it was like, so there was going to be no fighting amongst any of them about who has what. They all had the same iPod touches. They all got headphones. They all got the different things that they had asked for individually and clothes. I think that was probably the most expensive Christmas I had. But that, at the same time, but I didn't mind because I had like two jobs. I got like an extra check. Like, they had backdated me for like payment because they underpaid me. So I got this huge check. And I blew it all on Christmas. And it was like everybody got everything that they wanted. That was probably the best thing because I don't know about y'all, but when my kids squeal in happiness or delight. It just does certain mm-hmm. things for me. You know, it really makes me feel a particular way that makes me feel like I've done something that's really, really dope and fresh, and that I've actually gotten to the point where anything else, like you know, if you're a parent, you know what that feels like when you definitely have your kids all super happy, yelling, screaming, tripping out, you know. Like, I do it to Jar Jar a lot. I love doing it to Jar Jar because Jar Jar, like, he giggles and squeals when he gets really happy. And I think that's probably, like, the best thing that you can do, you know. But as far as that, let me do that before we start playing these songs again. What is the best gift you ever gave your kid? And you saw them, like it made you feel good to give them the gift.
My daughter, she always wanted a karaoke machine. I couldn't buy her dolls, Barbies and baby dolls and stuffed animals. She thought they were possessed. So she wanted stuff like electronics. So I got her a little keyboard and a karaoke machine, and she was like happy for 2 years. My son, I got him this, it was a robot type thing. It was almost like a transformer. It was remote control, and it literally would, like, you could hit this button, and it would, like, transform into, like, this big blue robot, and it would shoot missiles at you, and it would record you, and it would, like, light up and ask you to identify yourself. He loved that damn thing. That was, like, the best for them. With Jordan, he's always kind of hard to buy for because he's particular. What was it he liked? I don't even remember because the boy always been kind of different. But my two oldest, yeah.
Oh, he was always different. For a second. Hold on. I got to play this in the meantime. I got a 10-year-old ask me questions. Hold on for a second.
Cause this ain't 1823, ain't even 1970. Now I'm the guy named Curtis Blow, and Christmas is one thing I know. So every year, it's about this time, I celebrate it with a rhyme. Gonna shop, gonna bake, gonna make it good. Gonna rock, shop, knock it through your neighborhood. Gonna read, gonna sing it till it's understood. My rap is rocking, acting like a D. You been slapping, or I thought you been tapping on a hunk of wood.
What's up, man?
Give me quite a shot. Now people let me tell you about it.
All right. Sorry about that.
Oh, man.
I'm gonna call that a 10-year-old break. He was like, are you still doing your show? Of course I am. That is why the door is closed. He's like, can you open this up for me? I was like, will you go away if I do? Yes, of course I will.
That's glad.
Jaja would be care about nothing. He don't care about that. He'd be like, yeah. Oh, what are you doing? I don't care about that. Can you open this up? Can you get this for me? Can you make this? I'm hungry. Can you do this? I'm like, you just don't care about nothing, do you? He's like, I'm the baby. You gotta love me. I'm like, yeah, that's not true.
That's right. Kids are supposed to be carefree.
They're supposed to be. So what? All right. So let me ask Van, because Van, you definitely. I know you give out good gifts to the kids because you really be doing it up major. So what was the best gift you gave your kids that made you happy to give to them?
Oh man. Jeez, bro. you asking me to go through 26 years of gifts.
You know, I'm gonna ask you about one.
Right, one for five kids. One for five kids, right? Wow. You know, I really can't pinpoint one exact gift. Because generally when my kids ask for gifts, I get them what they ask for. So every gift that I've ever given them at Christmas has been something that they've wanted or asked for. So just to be able to have the ability to be able to do it,
mm-hmm.
makes all of those gifts good for me. Wow. But I will say this. Many of you out there are sneakerheads. So before COVID, my 26-year-old son didn't ask for a gift. Right? He didn't ask. So I went home. I told him, come on, son, I'm going to take you shopping. Right? We go into one store, and it cost me almost $400 in one store. I'm like, what did we just buy? What did we just buy? So all my sneakerheads out there, we bought two pairs of New Balance, the same shoe in two different colors, and the only thing going through my mind was, these ain't Jordans, these ain't Nikes, these New Balance. When did they cost $200? That was by far one of the most expensive gifts I ever got of my kids.
Both of those, because they're really, really good sneakers. They're very comfortable.
Yes.
Danielle, that boy did not buy those shoes. He did not buy those shoes for comfort.
What did he buy them for? Looks.
He bought them for looks and impressions.
Yeah, but he got good support on top of it. Good quality.
Yeah, New Balance is good for it. They wanted more sturdier shoes that you can get your hands on. But yeah, look impressions. New Balance did have its still does has its mm-hmm. feel that you're going on. Matter of fact, the New Balances now, they're literally like arm and eight legs. Like they just take on, like, you know, the funny thing is, like, what's that company, Balenciaga? I can't even say it. Balenciaga, whatever.
Balenciaga,
yeah, there you go. They ball heavily from New Balance. Heavily. And I'm sitting here like, wow. And everybody's trying to make, like, shoes like New Balances and stuff like that. Like, you know, like the Sakais by Nike, you know, the Waffles. You know, but, you know, most of those designs come from New Balances. It makes it look that way. So, you know, I can understand
yeah.
when people are, like, paying that much for New Balances. But New Balances do last longer than Nikes if you treat them right. So there's that. Sneaker rotation. Okay. We're also joined by Dwina. Hey, Dwina.
Queen. I thought I heard you creep up in here.
Hey, y'all. How's everybody doing?
Hey.
What's up? Sorry, I got in late.
Wait, Simmons.
What are we talking about? Yes.
We're talking about
Christmas.
The best. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Christmas. The best gifts you gave your kids that made you happy to give to them.
The best gift that I've given my kids. You know, I would have to say that it was their bicycles when I bought them all their first bikes, because all of my children, they took them out in the backyard, and, like, I watched them pretty much teach themselves because they were too proud to let anybody else help them too much. So they went on a hill and, like, in the cold, and they would just like ride down the hill until they got the hang of riding their bikes. But that was like I feel like that's one of the best gifts that I'd ever given them. Everything else, for most of the years as they got older, it seems like I was just kind of like buying from a list, and it took away from the joy of buying it. But that excitement when I bought them those bikes and they had those, you know, it kept their attention, for one, because I don't know how many things I've bought for kids. And you know what kills me? When you spend all that money or you wait for that one hot item and then the kid end up playing with the box. I had a lot of years like that. So the bikes were like the most exciting thing that I bought for them that I actually saw all of them enjoy. You know? Yeah. That's how it happens to me.
I mean, that's a dope thing. Paul, you have anything that you gave to your child that made you feel good?
You know, it's funny because I'm right here on that bicycle thing also. I saw her look at her girlfriend's bike. She was probably 10 or 11 at the time. And she was always looking at her girlfriend's bike. Somehow or another, I'm not going to explain all the ways, but I got it together to get that bike for her. And wait for the last minute, of course, Christmas Eve, and she went to sleep, put this thing together. And a couple of them, just the cigarettes and a couple of drinks, and it took me to like 5:30 in the morning to bike it together. I stand it up. And it wouldn't stand like that. The kickstand was back. I'd put it down again and do something else, and the pedal was wrong. I mean, I should have never.
Oh,
but I got it together. About a half hour later, he woke up saying, I was just laying there thinking I could get a minute. But the look on her face was always.
I don't know, that's a little wild, but you know what? What happened, Paul? No, what I'm going to do is I'm going to run these quick three songs. What?
Is it echo?
Man, it sounds like you're underwater.
You me?
Yeah, you sound like you're underwater.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, right, I'm going to run these three Christmas songs real quick, and then we're going to talk about favorite Christmas songs, right? Let me run this one real quick. Quick, fast, and hot.
One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no war. When we have learned what Christmas is for, when we have found what life's really worth, there'll be peace on earth. Someday someday at Christmas
Dope, 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 dope. Next song.
The Lord is come. Let her receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. Heaven and nature, heaven and nature, sing.
Whitney, God rest her soul. Whitney singing a Christmas song is also classic, black classic. So we gotta have some good songs and everything else is going on. So while we got over here, all right, what are your favorite Christmas songs? You know? What's yours, Danielle?
Oh Holy Night. I don't care who sings. That is my song. And what's the other one? Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. That one. And, oh, goodness.
See, well, I did a nice little poll. I put a nice little poll on my page. Earlier so that everybody could see it and check it out and see how they was feeling about it. So we got yours. Van, what's yours?
Um, Mine happens to be a song titled The Birth of Christ by Boyz II Men.
Birth of Christ by Boyz II Men. Do we have enough time to grab that? I don't know. I might have enough time to grab that. All right. What else you got? What else you got, man?
Oh, well, my second favorite song is Let It Snow.
Okay. Oh, we played that earlier.
Yeah, you did.
Ooh.
I was in my element.
Now, Let It Snow is a classic.
Because somebody
said that's a classic.
Somebody reposted it, and they said that, I don't know about y'all, but when you listen to that song and you see the video, it feels like Brian McKnight was supposed to be a part of that group after hearing that song, but it's amazing.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it was a good matchup. It was a match made. You know what? I noticed that certain people get things with Boyz. Like, the other song I like with Boyz II Men, like, I feel like it's one of the best collabos, is them with Mariah Carey doing One
Sweet
Day.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Gets me every time.
Yes, sir.
Gets me every time.
Yes, sir. Gets me every time, too.
Gets me every time.
Oh,
every time. Okay. Hello? But you know, but let us know had that black excellence feel to it. You know, they in there, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody hitting their notes and stuff like that, which is cool. And just in case everybody asks, there's a Boyz II Men documentary on Netflix. Go check that out. It's fun stuff.
Hmm. Huh, I didn't know that.
So, Julia, what's your favorite Christmas song?
My favorite Christmas song. Let's see. All right. Let's see. Silent Night by The Temptations. The Little Drummer Boy, Jackson 5. Mary, Did You Know? Done by a couple of different people. I like CeeLo Green's version too, though.
That's a very popular
John,
version. Very popular version.
Yeah. What's the joint by Donny Hathaway? I can't think of the name of it right now. But you know who I noticed people have left out that I've missed? Do you remember, and I might be dating myself, who remembers the California Raisins Christmas special?
Oh, man.
The California Raisins. Yo, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
That was getting
classic.
Yes. Yes, that one. But ultimately, my favorite, and I do not know why, has always been Eartha Kitt's Santa Baby. I love it.
That is my girl.
Yes.
She made that.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right. So those are the ones that I can think of off the top of my head. But what's the one by
I'm just trying to tell you, that's classic.
Yeah.
Yo, since we're dating ourselves and stuff like that, do y'all remember all the Christmas specials that would come up as a kid and just get too excited about it?
Yep. Right, yes.
We'll get all the Christmas. What was some of your like I'm not gonna front, you know, it's Christmas. Charlie Brown is always my shit,
Mm-hmm.
Even though they always thought the black kid Franklin by himself on the side of the table, so
always by himself.
But we ain't gonna talk about that right
always
now.
Always by himself.
Always by himself on the side of the table. By himself.
He was good though. He was cool.
Mm-hmm.
One of our favorites. Bumble Bounce. Oh, man, Rudolph, oh, my God. All the ones with Rudolph. Those,
mm-hmm.
those were.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
God.
Man, that's crazy. Like really, like, crazy. Like all the Christmas, like, you just get excited to watch all this stuff with all the Christmas specials. You know, one of my favorite Christmas specials is Fat, you know, Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids Christmas special.
Oh,
love
yeah.
that
one. Oh,
yeah, that's a good one.
Yes, that is a good one. What about that movie that Chris Brown and Ben? I'm so horrible with names.
Oh.
Oh, oh yes. I remember that too.
That's a good movie.
Yeah. That was a good movie. And the ones with the snowman, Frosty the Snowman.
That was my
favorite as a child. But I remember just setting aside a whole, yeah, exactly. But like just sitting time aside, and it would be like a room full of kids because, you know, once everybody was out of school, we'd all convene. You know, we grew up in the projects, and it was like a cousin in every building. So like when we were out, everybody would be at one person's house, and we would all just huddle around the television and just like dedicate those, that countdown to Christmas. Every night. It wasn't like you had so many options, so you kind of like dedicated that time to watch those specials together, but that was always a good time. Yeah, for sure. The countdown to Christmas, that I think it was Channel 7 had every year.
Oh, man. Now, sit right there on the floor. That floor model television. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Actually, you had the floor model television with the other TV, with the newer TV on top of it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You had the floor model television. You moved it down. You had the pliers to turn it with the bunny ears.
Because
the
TV stand.
That's a TV stand. That's what happened. Like, yeah, what happened with this? Like, man, we had to go over here and get this TV stand, bro. Oh, come on. That's the funny thing. Matter of fact, my grandfather didn't have a remote. He had me.
Man, we were all the remote controls back then. I could be up on the third floor. Danielle. Yes, ma'am. Come here. Get all the way downstairs. Go change the channel.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't, no, you, if you went past that channel, you just had to go all the way back.
All the way back around. Oh, my God.
Yes. How many channels? It wasn't that many channels back then.
Man, it don't matter. It was still what we had to do to get through it.
Yeah.
You had it. Man, you had to do it, man. Do you ever remember? I don't know what year the what'd you say then?
I said we was everything. We was waiters, waitresses.
Yep. All of that. Yeah.
All right. So I just want to know. I just want to make sure it's not just me. But did anyone near Christmas time, whenever it snowed, did you ever have to sit there and look at the bottom of the screen to look for your school coming up?
Yes.
Right
there.
And if you made a mistake and turned your head, you had to wait for it to go
wait
all
the
over
game
again.
All the way back. God.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yes. Oh, man.
Wow. Like, man, I'm like, yo, are we out? You know, and it was like funny because my grandma was like, she's like, yeah, you ain't got no school, y'all can come up here and clean this out. You won't clean this house now. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, which is crazy. And remember they used to have like, you know, I remember the Jackson had their Christmas special on TV. Like everybody had like, you know, stars and Christmas specials and everything else was going on. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I watched all
like
of that. Bonnie and Dave, Sonny and Cher,
yes.
All of that. Man, mm-hmm. I watched all of them shows. Love it.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. But anyway,
who's
talking about? Go ahead.
Someone mentioned on the subject of music, Oh Holy Night. Andrea mentioned that. She said growing up it was always a Mahalia Jackson, especially Mary Boy Child. But she did mention Oh Holy Night, and that is one that I forgot to mention too. That's
mm-hmm.
Onto whatever you were talking about, I just wanted to bring.
which is really like the whole thing. Like, you know, what's always worse when Christmas fell on a Sunday and you had to go to church.
Yes.
When you go to church. And then you can see people, you'd be like, you can't bring no toys neither. You can't bring no toys. Be like, you know. And you fight with the usher to go to the bathroom. I gotta go to the bathroom. Like, no. I gotta go pee. No. You wait till after the breakfast finishes. Like, I'm like, where are they going? I'm gonna pee on myself. I'm gonna pee on myself. Anyway, we talk about our favorite songs. So the classic of all classics of Christmas songs, and I've gone through my list, you know, because I'm sitting here and I did the whole thing on my thing, and people were giving out really dope Christmas songs, right, which is crazy. So the top of the list that made every list without failure was This Christmas by
This Christmas by Donny Hathaway.
It made it. So I'm gonna just play. I'm gonna just play a subsection of this real quick. Real quick.
Do we get to sing along?
Yeah, you can sing along.
Oh, God, I get to know you better. I can't wait. It's Christmas.
And as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night.
Like, how you feel about Christmas? It's like, hey, you ain't getting shit this Christmas, but I want you to feel good.
Good tidings. Poop.
Nah, I'm just kidding. But dead ass. But the other special request, since y'all said this is one of y'all favorites, so we're gonna play this too. Real quick.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue.
Light blue.
I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
You know what I like? Mm-hmm. I like the fact that she had plans. She was like, yo, give me all this stuff and these dudes I'm going to kiss. And this stuff is going to go down.
She didn't kiss him, though.
Down
she the didn't.
Chimney. I need these things.
It was a gold digger's blueprint, but in Eartha's voice, it's just amazing. It's like the gold digger's blueprint, but I don't
know.
You know,
I don't
Eartha can't do that. She's just super sexy with it.
Nah, I, you know what? I'm starting to think bad about Eartha because I'm starting to think that she had the Snapchat, she had the Venus flytrap, and the Gawk 3000 going. I just happen to think that. I don't know. I just, you know, she had a lot of lovers. You know, she had, and she took down some major people. She took down some major. She had star power. She had star power.
The price is the price. The price is the price.
The price is today's price. This is price is not today's price. It's not. But I don't know. What happened to that? Do you think that she had the Venus flytrap in the Gawk 3000 back in the day? She had the back in the day version of that.
Hey, man, Eartha had all of the above. She had all of the above. And she definitely had the cat suit with the whip. I'm telling you now.
Did. Oh, yeah.
You did.
Yeah. Oh, there was no cat woman, Micah.
Yeah,
nope, she's
a
cat woman.
None. I'm telling you, man, Catwoman extended for her. It extended beyond the role that she played, bro. I'm telling you. Listen, she played that role just a little bit too good. Too good.
Yes.
Yo, Adam, what's his wife? Have you seen the cat on this woman? Yeah, the cat.
Oh,
yeah, cat. See what I did there? You see what I did there? No.
Oh, my God.
No, what's it called? It? All right. Well, let me play this other joint real quick. Where is it? Where is this thing at? Okay. You know, because some people, there are some goofy people in this world that really thought that Chris Brown was the originator of this song. And I feel bad for you. People believe, no, Chris Brown made that song. No. You know what? Sit down. Sit down. Just right here. Just sit down. Like Abbasi. No, he did not. He did not
hang
make
that song. Hang all the mistletoe. I'm going to get to know you better this Christmas. And as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together this Christmas. The fireside is blazing bright. Whoa, we're caroling through the night. Whoa, this Christmas a very special Christmas.
It's a sweet
version.
I ain't
going
front.
You
said what?
Nothing for me. Nothing, not a damn thing.
The way Donnie Hathaway says me, I'm like, I wish Chris would have tried it, but he didn't. He didn't try it. He just put a lot of razzle dazzle where he couldn't kind of meet those notes.
It didn't mean razzle-dazzle. That's the thing. He's good. It didn't sound bad,
yeah.
But some songs need to be left alone because Donnie just had it. I'm sorry. Mm. Y'all heard me hollering.
nah, you know, it's what it is, man. I'm just telling you, man.
Yeah.
Don't let me stop. I'm playing all black songs. They're going to come in. They're be like, every time I come in here, I just hear black songs. I'm like, you're right.
You'll get this.
I was like, you're not wrong. She's like, you're not wrong.
Oh, what Christmas songs? I just said, no. Oh, maybe some diversity or something. You know, it's funny.
or be like somebody else.
There's just there's so many problems in Dr. Martin Luther King.
I did.
They will shut your head down.
You're about to get fired. Listen, you can't let them close out the year without getting fired again.
I love this, I feel so ended.
Oh my god. You know.
Oh my god.
There's got to be some diversity going on here.
Oh god.
Come on, play some Burl Ives. Play some Burl Ives. Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra.
It's so messy.
Dean Martin. Dean Martin. Do you know who Dean Martin is? Do you have Elvis? Do you have Elvis?
Oh, God. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. We gotta go. Did you play that one? Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Speaking of which, let's segue into the appropriate song for this particular portion of the show.
The two of us can't be in the same room. That's
cue it up, James Brown. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto.
Oh my god.
Oh man. Anyway,
I'm not sure.
Oh, man. I'm swallowing my face. Everything going down the wrong pipe is bad. Anyway, let me play this quick thing, you know, because I got to play Big Luther one time. One time for the one time. Big Luther.
Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with string. These are a few of my favorite things. Nobody taking songs no more in this generation, taking songs and flipping it, making it soulful, making it funky, giving you a two-step, and then making you feel like, let me hit this note, fuck your whole world up. That's Luther.
Okay. I love that song, man.
Man, this is when people sit around with spiked eggnog, smoking weed, and talking about good times.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Let's have a good time. Let's have a good time. All right. So, since we only got a few minutes left, then we have to talk about some sexual shit because we have to talk about. So, what's the sexiest ass Christmas gift that you got? You got to unwrap. You got to do anything else is going on. So we gonna ask that question because we've been relatively cool. So what is it?
The sexiest. Mine was a It was a silk kimono with a little nightie match. I loved. Oh my god. Yeah. That was.
Okay, go ahead, Julia. Yeah, you know, since you're talking.
No, I said that must be nice because I'm trying to figure out what's sexier, a crock pot or a vacuum cleaner. Because we don't celebrate Christmas around here.
Ding, 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 ding. Talk about it, sis. Talk about it.
I needed the vacuum cleaner, so, you know.
Vacuum cleaners is sexy, too. So
sexy.
But I don't know.
Ain't nothing sexy. They come out there, motherfucker. Come out there, come out there, cookie, be baby. I'm telling you.
Yes.
Yes. But, yeah. No, I never really.
Food is always sexy. Yeah.
Yes.
Man, I just recently converted to the crock pot. you know, I'm sitting here like, man, listen, I'll be trying to figure out shit to put in my car. I'm like, can I put in this motherfucker down? Man, I had some Southwest chicken. Woo! Woo! I was like, all you do is put the chicken in here, put this in here, and throw some vegetables. You got a meal?
Yep, let it go.
And
let it do its thing.
In there. The next time I see a pack of chicken legs and thighs together on sale, you know, I'm gonna put all that motherfucker in the crock pot. I'm gonna season it to the gold. Step away from that for 4 or 5 hours.
I want the chicken corn too. I want to see the piston.
Oh, you know me. You know me. You know, the only person who does more food porn pictures than me is Van. Van is a food porn picture taking man. You call him food porn hub. That's Van.
Wait till this weekend.
Van be making. First of all, Van. No offense. But fuck you and your egg rolls, man. I'm sick and tired of your shit these egg rolls, bro. I'm sick and tired of your shit. Sick of your shit. Egg rolls, bro.
Sick of your shit.
Yeah, I just made such egg rolls.
Appreciate you, bro.
If you'll take your ass with these egg rolls, unless you gonna give me some, don't show me
right.
I'm just
all the time teasing.
Show me a damn thing. I'm making
boil this weekend some Maryland crab soup, some crab cakes.
Oh my god, I love me some crab cakes. Stop playing. Oh my god.
But the sexiest gift I got on Christmas was my San Francisco 49ers leather jacket that my first ex-wife gave me. That's the best Christmas gift she ever gave me. Ooh, that thing was sexy. I said, come here, girl.
That's why you got kids now.
But I ain't had none with her, though. But you're right. You're right.
Oh man, come here, girl.
He's like, come here, girl. Come here.
But the kids are awake. Tell them they better close their eyes.
Mommy, Daddy, what you doing? I'm trying to get you something to play with.
Oh, man, I love it.
I do have a question on the subject of sexy gifts. Do men still appreciate, I understand you want another gift, like if you want, you know, or whatever, but like if a woman was to just come to you in a bow and say, like, that's your gift, a gift for you. But it's the same woman, you know, you're wrapped in a bow. Your girl wraps herself in a sexy bow, always up and, you know, looking all cute and everything. That's no longer something that guys are into? Is it just like, it's the same stuff I had yesterday?
I mean, it depends. Is she going to be my girl wrapped in a bow, or is she going to be another personality and somebody altogether different?
If you want to be a different personality altogether different,
right. Oh, baby, bring it on. Let me unwrap. Right. Let me see what kind of things about to pop off.
Right.
Okay, all right.
I'm just going to ask, I'm like, are you going to wear heels? Are you going to wear lingerie?
Yeah.
How many heels and a big ass bow.
It's definitely a different personality.
Is it a pole?
Yeah.
Is it a pole involved? Are we pulling out the swing? What are we doing?
Is there extra holes involved?
Okay.
Extra holes.
Wait a minute, and took it to a whole nother level.
Right.
Is it
there a level of I'm trying to add it up.
Level of strippitude being put.
Okay. But more than likely, if she's coming just wrapped in a bow, there's a whole lot of stuff behind untying that bow. So more than likely, it's whatever it is that y'all want.
Right, right. Yeah. Okay.
I'm here for it. I'm here for it. I like unwrapping gifts.
I'm
all kinds.
Nice. Okay.
I mean, like, are you coming with the kit? Does the kit come with another kit? Does it come with, like, you know, is there an ice cream edition? Is there a...
It could be an ice cream edition. It could be a contraption edition. It could be different wigs with blow pops and ice cubes edition. All kinds of whatever you like.
Whatever you want. Oh, in full on. Whatever. What is that from? Coming to America. It's whatever you like. Whatever you like.
Let me put this up at spin. I'm going to be kid-free next Christmas. You got 360-some days to figure it out. I'm just saying.
Women, we don't even need that long. We are very resourceful and crafty. Trust me, we do not. Our minds are working 24/7 immediately. We don't need that.
Javi. You hear what just happened? You hear what just happened, right? You know she didn't just volunteer,
heard what just
right?
happened.
You know she just volunteered, right? Okay.
Yep.
What happened?
Too late now. We here now.
Come on, say what now? Come on.
Well, you know, I'm just going to have to play the song. Because you volunteered.
Let your heart be light.
Well done, young girls.
From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
Hey, baby.
As I stuff you in your sister's hands.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be mild. Away.
I'm mad because he could have hit that note. I'm mad. You
should have played Michael Jetta Jackson. They did that.
Mm-hmm.
They did that. Yeah.
Yes.
We could have.
Yes, I love the Jackson 5.
No. It's not even, we got Michael Jack. It's just, no. But, you know, it's a school night. I got stuff to do. Y'all got stuff to do. But it's been fun. More importantly than anything else. But, you know, I'm always grateful to be here in the 50 Radio Universe Starship Real Entertainment Network. It is always love. It's all fun. I just laugh my motherfucking ass off terribly. I'm sorry if I've offended anybody. But, you know, if you want clarity, come see me. Anyway, come see me. But other than that, the beauty of this all is that I get to have fun, play music, talk culture, talk history, memory, story with some of the best people on the face of the planet. And I love you guys for that. And I appreciate every single one of you. And thank you for all y'all coming out and supporting me, being the best people y'all know how to be, because y'all are fucking wonderful. And everything else. For somehow managing to keep all of us motherfuckers in one place.
Who's trying to save your job now?
If you go fire me, I'm just show up tomorrow like nothing ever happened.
Okay.
But I don't recall that. Even like you fired. I'm like, I don't recall that. I don't even know what you're talking about. You want something to drink? You want something to drink? Yeah, but we're hoping that everybody has, like, I'm hoping everybody has a wonderful Christmas. But, you know, the best gift that we have is friendship, love, and this family of Epiphany. One of the dopest things that ever happened. So, you know, anybody got any wishes they want to spit out into the air before we get off this air? Anybody got any wishes? Last minute wishes for them. Kick them out.
Just take care of yourselves. I want to keep seeing y'all.
Absolutely.
Dope. Anyone else?
Yes. Just wishing everybody a happy holidays, Merry Christmas, you know. Make sure that you hug somebody you love and give something with as much enthusiasm as you hope to receive.
Aww.
Dope. Super dope. Yvonne, what about you?
Merry Christmas. Thank y'all for coming out. Have a good night.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yo, did you just Russell Simmons us? He just Russell Simmons.
Classic.
So crazy. I love y'all. Every last one of y'all. Oh, my God. This is beautiful.
Well, I'm going to say peace and goodwill to all mankind. Much love and appreciation to every single person within the sound of my voice, specifically those who are around me, who I pray for every day to be the wonderful people they continue to be in. And I hope everybody's safe, they're comfortable, they are always warm, taken care of, with a roof over their head, food in their stomach, you know, money in their pockets, able to walk on their own 2 feet and travel to wherever they need to travel in order to find whatever peace that they may have or to find the family that they need. So with that, I want to thank everybody for coming out. Thank you for making this show fantastic and fun. And I love everybody. God bless you. Merry Christmas. Happy
Merry Christmas.
Or whatever.
Merry Christmas.
Celebrate. All right. On that, you know, and more importantly, send news. All right. Let me stop. Send news.
What? Good night.
It helps.
Peace.
All right. So.